This is KCUR 89.3. In the next few years, many tech businesses in Kansas City expect to do a lot of hiring with starting salaries that might make someone working in, say, public radio a little jealous. But will these jobs go to native Kansas Cityans or to people recruited from other places? Some business and civic leaders are trying to tip the scales. They're working to lure young Kansas Cityans into these fields in hopes of turning them into a new homegrown tech workforce. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
When 20-year-old Harold Burgos was growing up in Kansas City, he says the most obvious career path for him was to become an auto mechanic.
Me and my dad would spend nights just me handing him tools over so he could fix his car. And so I kind of liked how, you know, if something was broken, my dad was able to get the tools necessary that he needed to, in order to get the car to work. And so I thought that was always amazing.
His parents are immigrants from Central America who didn't graduate from high school. And Burgos says he watched them struggle in tough blue-collar jobs to make ends meet. They taught him to work hard, but also to dream big.
They told me, you know, here in the United States, you have more opportunities than you would ever have in our countries. Therefore, I believe that if you want to do something, you can do it if you're willing to put in the work.
When he was a teenager, Burgos was introduced to computer coding in a mentoring program called Project Lead the Way. He says he realized that fixing cars and programming code aren't that different.
It's very similar how we're all coming to one common goal of making something work or taking something that's, you know, no longer useful and then taking that and converting it to something that people can benefit from.
The program turned out to be life-changing. Burgos is now doing an apprentice program at health information technology giant Cerner Corp, and he's planning a career in IT. In the next few years, Kansas City is going to need a lot more people like Burgos as local tech businesses try to follow the lead of cities like Cambridge, Massachusetts, and San Jose to cash in on the boom in health, information technology, and biosciences. Cerner has already begun hiring some of the 16,000 new employees it will need for its new world headquarters in South Kansas City, with average starting salaries around $75,000. Add expected hiring at other health and bioscience employers, and the number of openings in science, technology, engineering, and math in the next 10 years more than doubles. In the last few years, the local STEM job growth rate has been twice the national average. But there's a problem. Not enough young local people have latched onto these fields as they have in other places.
You would think so, and yet it is surprising the number of students that really are not aware of the large number of jobs that are here, especially in the life sciences.
That's Wayne Carter, CEO of the Kansas City Area Life Sciences Institute. In Kansas City, just under 10% of workers have bachelor's degrees in science or engineering, less than half the percentages in D.C. or San Francisco. As a result, Carter says, many local employers are forced to look outside of the area for new recruits.
We are importing a lot of talent that we're not able to create here locally, and there's no reason why we can't create that talent locally.
To turn things around, companies like Cerner and SIVA, plus schools like UMKC and KU, have been developing programs to get middle and high school students interested in these fields, connect them with working professionals, and help them boost their tech skills. Melissa Patterson Hasley, an education psychologist at UMKC, says the simple step of connecting students with scientists can do a lot to steer the students toward these fields. That's in part due to an idea in education called possible selves.
You can only aspire to be something that you see as possible. So you come up with these possibilities of what you can be based on people that you've interacted with.
Patterson Hasley says mentoring can be especially important for young women or students from cultural or socioeconomic backgrounds that didn't expose them to scientists or engineers they can identify with. Patterson Hasley applauds all the mentoring efforts that are now happening in Kansas City, but she says they're not as coordinated as they need to be. And there's another big factor at play. The wide range of the quality of science and math education in K-12 schools in the area. Many schools aren't nearly as equipped as others to teach these subjects. A good calculus teacher, for example, can be hard to attract and keep, especially when schools are struggling with budget cuts. Patterson Hasley hopes that the more successful schools can share their best teaching tools with others who aren't turning out lots of future STEM grads.
There's a place for competitiveness, but in terms of educating enough Kansas Cityans to work for, you know, our tech companies, there probably needs to be a little bit more collaboration than there currently is.
I'm not the best jar, but I'll try to figure it out. So we have the popsicle sticks.
At a recent event in Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City, 15-year-old Sophie Mermelstein from Blue Springs High School worked at a table with other high school girls to build a structure out of gumdrops and toothpicks that would support bags of sand. This day of mentoring was sponsored by the Kansas City Society of Women Engineers, and if the turnout of nearly 300 students is any indication, there's plenty of interest in STEM. The question is whether the mentoring and their science classes will lead them into STEM careers and possibly on to staff the next Silicon Valley here in the Midwest. For KCUR News, I'm Alex Smith.